I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Imagine a country where half of the population is under the age of 15 and the older generation is dead or dying from AIDS. This is Zambia, where orphans not only don't know how to survive, but are also distancing themselves from their culture. Bob Bland says Teen Missions International has responded with 33 rescue units in Zambia. Bland calls this practical Christianity.
There's been a tremendous response among the orphans. They're thrilled that someone cares for them, because an orphan is looked down upon to start with. And an AIDS orphan has a double whammy.
Next, a request to meet U.S. President Barack Obama on the behalf of an imprisoned Chinese pastor earned his attorney an arrest. China Aid says Jiang Tianyang had just returned from the U.S. after speaking about unjust treatment. Police arrested him and then forced him to watch as his wife was beaten, followed by a 13-hour stint at the district's Public Security Bureau office. Authorities also harassed his daughter at school. Pray that believers won't be silenced or forget about Pastor Gao or the persecuted church in China. And what do 22,000 believers, 300 missions groups, and 5 Bible studies have in common? That's right, Urbana 09. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Jim Tebbe says students at Urbana will have the opportunity to learn through a study of the Book of John, which will teach them how to study with friends later.
We will be asking students to make a commitment to lead an evangelistic Bible study with somebody who's not a follower of Jesus. Get with another Christian friend and invite at least one other non-believer to join you and study the Bible as you've learned to study it at Urbana.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.